What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Presenting the future. I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned into tomorrow for the weekend of September 14th, 2018. And we're coming to you from Berlin, Germany again this week. And IFA.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. We're broadcasting from Berlin, Germany, and IFA. It's the official partner of the future. I am Dave Graveline. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Western Digital, leadership in SSD storage technology for consumers and creative professionals. Visit WDC.com. By XYZ Printing, launching future gazing tech for the home and beyond. Visit XYZPrinting.com. And by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. And IFA thanks our hardware sponsors, including the likes of Bosch, Rolle, Jura, Brother, Dell, and others. Our next guest here in Germany at Berlin and IFA is bringing us the future of lighting. And it's very cool. Trust me. Wait till you see this. If you're listening on the radio, be sure to hit us up at your leisure at intotomorrow.com and check out the video from the co-founder and CEO of Nanoleaf, Jimmy Chu. Jimmy, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me here.
It's a pleasure. You are lighting up our broadcast booth.
Yeah.
More than just our bright, hot TV lights. You're doing some cool stuff. Tell me a little bit about the company, and then we're getting it into Nanoleaf. I know we had your brother on here last year.
We did, yes. So Nanoleaf is about 3 years old. We have offices in Toronto, Canada. We just set up an office in Paris as well, and another one in Shenzhen, China. So we first started off with the world's most energy efficient lighting, and then eventually we branched off into kind of a new form of light. We figured light doesn't have to come from a light bulb.
That's for sure.
New age technology, there's different form factors that light could take.
Hmm.
And so one of the products that we released about a year ago was this product.
Chris is now showing on camera and adjusted his camera lens and the iris to show these brilliant colors. How would you describe it for folks listening at the moment only on the radio? Because they're so cool. I mean, they're sort of, triangles, pyramids?
Yeah, the shape is one thing, but the whole idea of it is they're modular. So in a starter kit, it comes with 9 panels. So right now you're only seeing 3. But you could piece it together in whatever shape or form that you'd like. And we have the light coming out in a very even way, spread across a surface. So our thinking was the best source of lighting that we have today is the sky. When you look up at the sky, it's just all blue and you're just kind of smothered in light. And we were trying to replicate that inside your home.
Hmm.
It's like, why does light have to come from these little light bulbs? You look up and it's like you don't want to look into it.
Yes.
It's like looking into the sun.
Or maybe you're lucky enough to have a bit of a skylight, but it's only in one place.
Exactly. So the idea of this was to be able to replicate that in a home. And you could piece up to 30 panels in a setup. And which is quite a decent space.
Oh, yeah. And they look like they're kind of plug and play is a good way to describe it.
They're very simple.
There we go. You just literally unplugs one. It looks like a slightly oversized lightning cable or something for people trying to get the idea. And you literally plug them and turn them around, put them whatever shape you want, and add to them as you go.
Yep.
But in this case, they're changing colors, and they can either, it looks like, all be one color, or in this case, the 3 of them could be different colors, but it whatever sets your mood, right?
Yeah, so however you put it together kind of in the physical world, we have an app that goes with it. It'll kind of show you what that layout is that you set up.
Mm-hmm.
And because every panel knows where they are in the sequence, it's sort of like, imagine yourself in a football stadium and everyone does the wave.
Ah, yes.
Because you know where you are in there, you could do the wave at the perfect time, so you create this nice effect.
Oh, I love
it. With these light panels, because they're kind of spatially aware, they're able to do these really cool light sequences. And, of course, with three panels, it's kind of
limited. Yeah, it's kind of hard to do. It's like trying to do the wave that you would do in a stadium with three people.
It's like me and you doing the wave.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's impressive. Now what are you going to do?
Exactly. Yeah, we did introduce a new product here as well. Right now it's not connected, but it's a smart home remote. We launched it with the Apple Store.
This is a remote?
It is.
Okay,
it is.
And what we're looking at is a how many sided cube
it's
here?
It's a 12-sided
dice. 12-sided dice.
The official term for it is a dodecahedron.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. A dodecahedron.
A dodecahedron.
Okay.
And for people that play Dungeons & Dragons, they might recognize this.
Oh, that's why I didn't know, because I'm not a gamer. But all right, now I get it. But it's as I'm turning it around, I'm sort of feeling vibrations.
Yeah,
what's happening
so
there?
So the idea is, like, if you put it on a side, it'll actually trigger a smart home scene. So you could have it so that side 5 dims down the lights to a certain color, or you could have side 4 make it so that your blinds go up, that kind of thing. So,
so any smart home connected thing,
right?
Whatever side is up, you know, side 12 might be time for bed. So it's just setting everything, all the other lights off and whatnot. Huh?
Exactly. And it works with anything that's Apple HomeKit compatible.
Okay.
And then with our lights, typically if you rotate it, it'll actually dim it down. And if you rotate it the other way, it'll dim it up. But right now, this one's paired to the one over in our fair. And
So right now, you're dimming and undimming the lights over there.
Well, there's a certain proximity to it, so we're far enough away. But yeah, we launched this one.
I can see it now. They're going, oh, that Jimmy must be over doing an interview with Into Tomorrow. Hold on. I'm sure he'll turn the lights back.
We have a couple remotes set up, and everyone's kind of messing with it at different times.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
But then we have a new product as well. I wish I could bring it here, but we only have two samples. They're all up at the wall.
Yeah.
They're square tiles. And instead of having these dark corners, they're kind of edge-to-edge illumination. So you have, we call it the canvas, these squares that you could put together about 500 panels in a setup. So before, these ones, they had a limit of 30. But with the square panels, 500 panels, that's like an entire room.
Oh, yeah. It's like a gigantic stadium video wall of cool light.
Right. And it also like syncs with sound. I think I forgot to mention that. But
Much more activity. Chris is jumping back to seeing the lights. And this is reacting, let me be quiet for half a second, to my voice. Can't be quiet longer than half a second. We'll have hundreds of radio stations across the country going dead air.
Yeah,
but I'm seeing what's happening there. It's picking up us speaking, and obviously you can control it, but showing different color lights, different effects.
Yeah. So it's there's all these different effects. You could create your own effects and then share it on our cloud. And then in the app, you could actually browse through what other people have created and use theirs if you like. Every night I just kind of go through and play with new scenes that have been created.
Oh, of course. And you're figuring, what are our customers doing? And let me play with some of the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that it's very easy to do that, to program them to create scenes, to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. What we found is actually 50% of our users never connect our product to Wi-Fi. All they do is they use the buttons that are on here. Or they use this button to kind of cycle through the rhythm effects.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea that people are using smart technology not just to connect it with their phone.
Yeah.
It's like not everyone wants to use their phone to control things.
No, of course. And by the same token, we hear from our audience all the time, oh, my gosh, do I have to download another app?
Exactly.
Well, you don't have to do any of that, right? Because it just comes ready to go. Put them up on a wall, do something fun stuff with it.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, you have a cool product. We knew it was cool here last year, so I'm glad to see that you're doing even more. And the fact that you wouldn't completely disassemble your exhibit and bring it over, I guess we'll get over it.
Well, you can find it at the Apple Store as well as Home Depot for the holiday season.
Good.
So it's going to be exciting for us.
Love it. And nanoleaf.me.
That's correct.
Is a site to go to where we'll link our audience when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. But nanoleaf, nanoleaf.me. You're going to see very cool stuff. If you're a Big Brother fan back in the U.S., the current season of Big Brother uses these in the head of household room. And now I have members of my audience in my head going, I knew I saw them somewhere, all over the place. So they're using them amazingly, and they didn't even get them for free from you. They actually bought them somewhere.
Yeah, they just showed up on the show. We were like, oh, this is awesome.
Like, that's pretty cool.
We want to give them a discount.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I got to love it. Into Tomorrow continues from IFA in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. As more is coming to you from Berlin here on the Advanced Media Network.
In today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Into Tomorrow from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more of our interviews from IFA. But first, hidden dangers in your home? To tell us more, here's Ken Higgins from OWC with some tips to keep us out of danger.
Thanks, Dave. There are dangers lurking in your home that can cause damage to your laptop or PC. The top three are dust, pet hair, and liquids. Dust and pet hair can clog vents and cause a computer's fan to work overtime. Your computer needs airflow over critical components to keep it from overheating. Use a vacuum to suck up the dust and hair regularly, or use a few shots of canned air. Next, don't stack papers on top of a laptop or put the laptop in a drawer. This can restrict airflow, so keep it in an open, well-ventilated room. But above all, keep liquids such as soda, coffee, and water away from the laptop. Liquids can cause irreparable damage to keyboards and other components. So, don't drink and surf. And now, back to you, Dave.
When traveling around the world, Into Tomorrow's team stays connected with our SkyRoam Solus, the 4G LTE global Wi-Fi hotspot and power bank with unlimited international data for travelers. Visit SkyRoam.com for more. And this part is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text RADIO to 35,000. That's RADIO to 35,000. IFA wants to thank their hardware sponsors as well, including Kloer, Rolle, Bosch, UMC Sharp, Technisat, Jura, and Brother. Our next guest provides one of the most flexible IoT platforms for connected lighting. The founder of a company called Wiz, W-I-Z, is Jerome Leroy. Jerome, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thanks, Dave. Very well.
Good.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Interesting challenges, it seems, for all kinds of things that we're calling IoT, or the Internet of Tomorrow, even.
Yeah,
right?
Why not, yeah.
The Internet of Things.
Yes.
It's kind of a goofy name, but it really is the best way to describe what IoT is, right? So how is it that you guys are working with IoT in what you do? Give me that idea.
I have a first good answer to give you, because I spent 12 years of my life in software industry, U.S. software industry, BA System in the Valley and Oracle. And 12 years in my life in the lighting industry, so the things and the internet.
Yeah, there you go.
And the last 2 years were IoT. So there is a kind of meaning
yes.
in my career, I have
yeah.
to say.
And some background, which is very good.
Yes, yeah. yes, yeah. yes.
And then, of course, what you have now are very cool lights, yes?
Yes.
Replacement for the standard old-style bulbs.
We could say so. In fact, Wiz is a little bit more than another smart bulbs company. We are a platform, let's call it like an operating system uh-huh. for lighting control. So it's a mix of electronics. You need, of course, some kind of chipsets that are going to be inside the bulb or that going to be inside the luminaire uh-huh. because we address both fixtures and retrofit bulbs. And besides this, this OS platform is, of course, available as retrofit lamps for instance American consumers on Costco.com or Home Depot and so on, but as well to lighting vendors. And there is a big diversity of lighting vendors in the US, 4,400 companies
wow.
operating in lighting, commercial lighting, regional lighting, and so on.
Yeah.
And this is a very scattered industry. So, of course, a lot of people know the big name, but there are many lights that are above everybody's selling in the office or in at a spa or at school,
sure.
hospital, and a home that comes from a lot of different types of vendors. And that the mission of Wiz is to come and help those vendors to connect to the internet through some Wi-Fi modules, Wi-Fi plus Bluetooth modules, then connect them to the cloud where we have our web services, and after that, the end user can control it with an app. So, of course, the retrofit lamp is the easiest way to understand that for
sure.
most of our of consumers, which
yeah.
is a basic step. Yeah.
And a lot of people are looking into the connected home in many ways. In this case, mm-hmm. It's a connected light.
Yes.
And becoming more and more popular, more people are paying attention to doing things to make their home smarter.
Definitely, definitely.
And what does this do other than just give us light?
Okay.
So how is it connected?
First of all, you can always talk about the engine on the gearbox. Why you can have more sophisticated engine nowadays is because there are more sophisticated gearbox. Today, most of people in the world and in the U.S. use lights with a switch or eventually a dimmer. Mm-hmm. But then you have only one type of light white. And, of course, everybody knows when you need to cook, it's a different type of white you need when you want to get a very nice dinner after with a good glass of wine, for instance. I'm French, so yeah. I'm giving this image, but they're very, very good American wine,
It's a good example.
Thank you very much, sir. Or watching TV or reading a book.
Yeah.
And to move from warm white to cool white, you need to put some intelligence on the bulb itself or on the luminaire itself. And then how you control it. Wirelessly with remote control, and we got a bit of experience in that. Or through your smartphone, and then very quickly with all the Google Assistant, Alexa around us, a lot of American users now are very happy to use voice, especially kids.
And people are getting tired of having to go to their phone and open an app to do something.
Yes.
And it's like, why can't I just say light on, light off, or dim, or something like that?
Exactly. So this is where we've been putting some more sophisticated features in our system, where we have a preset. So you can define directly within a room what type of light you might want in the background. And when you say, hey, Google, turn on the light at 6 p.m. in your kitchen, maybe you need cooler white, bright white to cook. And you ask for the very same question at 10:30 p.m., you definitely don't want the same type of light in your face.
True.
And then by default, the Wiz system will give you 20% light intensity with a warmer white. And this is where we're moving from 19th century with Edison to 21st century for good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. And, of course, this is using the same bulb, the same fixture. But because of the technology that you're putting in it, we have the ability to control various things, including brightness, whether it's bright or soft or otherwise, and even dim the light a particular way or a particular time. So doing a voice control, you don't have to worry about it. Once you set it, you just give a command.
Turn on the light.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. For instance, kids coming back from school for doing homework, it's much better they got the right light for their eyes.
Yeah.
And not something that is too dim, for instance.
So and I'm imagining you get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom or something. You don't want that bright a light because, I'm blind.
You know? Yeah.
So if you say between this hour and this hour, if I'm sleeping and I have to get up, don't make it so bright.
You totally get it, Dave.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's it. Good, great. Yeah.
Well, imagine
you're
that.
Ready.
I host a tech show. I try to get it. That. Sometimes I don't, but I try to get it. Smart lighting is becoming a bigger thing, right?
Yes.
Especially because of this kind of technology.
Yes. And we can say, by the way, that most of consumers around, including myself, used to spend a lot of money in sound. And sound is important. We're very happy to get better headphones, to listen to this radio show, for instance.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Or speakers and so on. But not so many people spend money for their eyes. And there have been recently some research made by, they got a Nobel Prize of Medicine, a team of doctors showing that the circadian rhythm was defined, what type of light we need in the morning, what type of light we need in the night, especially in wintertime and a northern area, directly influence our mood, directly influence our ability to enjoy and to be productive or to sleep better. Mm. So that's one next step of the Wiz technology is helping you for automation and using your voice control assistant and getting the right light at the right time will be to help everyone, depending their age, to get the proper light to boost their productivity in the morning and to help them to go to sleep in the evening. And that's artificial narrow intelligence in a way, and machine learning. And the fact it's on the cloud and the fact that the light engine are more sophisticated makes it very compelling for any household, I have to say.
You're making me think that if I can get more productivity out of my staff, if I put these in the studio, then all of a sudden, I don't know why, but we feel more productive.
Definitely.
Oh, maybe it's the smart lighting. No, it can't be that, but it is.
It is. No, it's extremely influential.
Yeah.
Even I have I know quite a lot of people in lighting industry. One of my partner was telling me the other day that putting the right blue light behind the knee has some influence on your hormone secretion regarding your productivity and your wakeness. So it's a lot of things. It's an untapped territory on that things.
Well, we have blue light filters on our phones and on our computers, and there's reasons for that. Yeah. So, I could talk longer with you, but we're out of time. But there's more to learn, so we'll have to get you back on the show again soon. Meantime,
thank you so much.
Certainly visit Jerome's site at wiz.world. Jerome, thank you. You're a delight to chat with. Looking forward to learning more as you come out with more products and new things all the way into tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Dave.
It's our pleasure. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany and IFA. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
They've coined a new term here at IFA in Berlin. The co-innovation is what a lot of things are all about. It's cooperation and innovating and innovation. So co-innovation is really going on here at this show with companies networking with each other and coming out with even cooler products to do just that. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow. If you should have missed any of last week's 3 hours from Berlin or any of today's 3-hour broadcast, be sure to swing by intotomorrow.com. Check it all out. You can subscribe to our free podcast. Yes, of course, they're still free. 23 years on the air, and it's our pleasure. We've been doing them since long before they were called podcasts. So it's our pleasure to make sure you hear the show every week, one way or the other, here on what is no doubt your favorite radio station or podcast channel or stream or otherwise. But intotomorrow.com, you won't miss any of the goodies. Our next guest does some smart kitchen devices by working with partner companies that communicate with the globe's online grocery retailers. And you might ask, well, that's cool, but how does it help me as a consumer? Stay tuned. You're about to find out. The managing director of Pantry, as in P-A-N-T-R-I, Pantry, is Thomas Cooper. Thomas, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Yes,
it's
good to see you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell me about Pantry, and then let's get into more specifically what you guys do.
Sure, yeah. So you're familiar with Facebook and how that platform connects you.
Oh, yes, that anti-social media.
Absolutely, yeah. connects you to all your friends, and they can see what you're doing here over in Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
And you're familiar with Uber, so when you leave the show tonight, you can call up that platform, and you can get a taxi back to your hotel. So Pantry is the platform that's hopefully going to be connecting your new smart appliances that you're going to go and be buying over the next couple of years in your kitchen and hooking them up to the grocery retailers that you're now able to shop with online. So let me explain a little bit more how that might work.
Yes,
so
please. So because it already sounds like it's cool because it's helping grocery retailers and manufacturers of these devices. But in the long run, it's benefiting us as consumers.
Sure, yeah. So you'll go home after the show. You've seen all the new kitchen appliances that you're going to go and purchase when you go back home. You go into your local shop and you buy the new Siemens connected dishwasher.
Yeah.
Okay. You go and take that home. You plumb it in. You connect it up to your Wi-Fi, and you can control it on your phone with the Siemens app. That's all very good. But then what you can do is you can then connect that up to our service. And we will watch as your dishwasher runs, and each time it runs, we'll count down how many dishwasher tablets you use. And then when you get down to your last three or four, we'll then send a quick order over to Walmart, and then we'll place a new order for you on with all your other online shopping groceries. That
so then I'm not running out of the things that I'm using
absolutely,
regularly,
yes, yeah,
and,
yeah.
I want them anyway. So you're not out buying stuff that I don't want and never gave you permission to do. Because I'm opting into the program, to the service, and say, of course I want to know when I'm running out of these things.
Sure, yeah. And it's all those things that you need, but you probably don't enjoy buying.
Yeah.
So I'm sure when you go to your local supermarket, I'm sure you walk around enjoying buying fairy liquid and, you know, all your toilet roll and things like that.
Yeah.
It's not a particularly enjoyable purchase. You just need to get it week in, week out. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to automate that away. And so what we hope is that will then enable you to then go and purchase the stuff that you do enjoy and maybe go down to local artisanal providers. And maybe on a Saturday morning, you wake up and you think, right, what have I got to do today? And at the moment, you need to go down to the supermarket. You need to do your weekly shop. Well, okay, yesterday the Walmart delivery truck turned up and it got everything that I needed in. So let's walk down into town. Let's go and go to our local deli. Let's go and get some nice fresh meat. Go to our local baker's and you can go and enjoy purchasing those items. Like how it used to be in the olden days.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so...
We long for the olden days, right?
Absolutely, sure, yeah. Well, not us. We're hoping for the future, but... Yeah,
exactly. But it's cool to kind of reminisce about that to see how... technology is making such a difference in our lives to be able to do some enjoyable things and not just the mundane things we have to do.
For sure,
like
yeah.
replacing yeah. these items at home and that kind of it's. I think a lot of our audience might be familiar with like the Amazon Dash buttons kind of thing where you push a button and you've reordered your Tide Pods or something of that nature.
Absolutely, yes.
But in this case, it sounds, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you guys at Pantry are just doing that for us. I don't have to push a button. You're keeping
yes.
tabs.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I'm running out of things because they're connected devices or otherwise, you're ordering what I need.
Absolutely, yes. And let me answer that question in two ways because absolutely right. We are. We're looking at all the different sources that we can get. So let me show you this one. So this is a Airwick.
An air freshener.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So one of our guys back at the office, he's actually managed to change out the section inside and make it Wi-Fi connected. And so with these, they normally deliver aerosols in packs of three, and we can then just count down as you go through the three, and then when you get down to your last one, we can automatically reorder it. So there's all sorts of things like that. We have actually got our own little Amazon Dash-style button.
So it's like the maker community sort of a thing.
Absolutely, yeah. So with this one, yes. So the whole idea with this is that we're giving electronics hobbyists basically some templates to start messing about and building this stuff themselves.
Ah.
So clearly, the big brands are going to be making their big appliances, and they're going to be the best at doing that. But if you think about the person who creates the connected fruit bowl, for example, that's probably going to be somebody who's messing about in their garden shed and figures that out and then maybe turns that into a nice startup.
Yeah, sure. And it helps your end goal in the long run.
Sure, absolutely, because it then connects through to us. And obviously, from our point of view, we've got then this big ecosystem of appliances that are appearing.
Yeah. I like the concept, so keep up that good work. It's pretty cool. Pantry, Pantri, not Y, Pantri.net in the U.S. I don't know about you guys, but in the U.S. we spell it pantry with a Y.
Yes.
But we want to make sure people get it right. Pantry with an I.net. And you'll get more info about what Thomas and his team are working on. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at IFA.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
My pleasure. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, intotomorrow.com for all the videos of all the radio interviews. Once again, this week from Berlin, Germany, I'm Dave Graveline. Did I say that? I don't know. It's under these hot TV lights, you get tired. On the Advanced Media Network.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
Appliances were added to IFA about 10 years ago, and they continue to be a major part of this show, especially because so many things are connected, and the connected home and a smart home, all sorts of neat things to talk about. Technology continues to grow. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're coming to you from Berlin, Germany. Once again, this year, very exciting show. And we want you to stay tuned. All 3 hours of the program today and next week are here for you to see and hear. Yep, see, because you can visit us at intotomorrow.com. Not only hear the interviews on the radio, but check out all the videos so you can see all the fun products that we're talking about. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit DEXCOM.com. By HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000. That's radio to 35,000 for more information. And by XYZ Printing, launching future gazing tech for the home and beyond. XYZPrinting.com. Our next guest is here to talk to us about the air we breathe, among other things, because that in and of itself is certainly an important part. And we'll take a look at Berlin, where we are, and see what we might need to be concerned about. He's the CDO, which is the Chief Design Officer of a company called Atmo Tube. And his name is Igor Mikyenko.
Yeah.
Was that close?
Yeah, it was close.
It was close. Okay, yeah. Igor, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Dave.
Good. Tell me a little bit about the company.
Yeah, well, the company, we're actually a design company. So we've been doing design and manufacturing for more than 10 years. And because of that, we have to travel to China a lot. And, you know, around 5 to 6 years ago, we realized that in China, the air is quite polluted.
Yeah.
This is what you don't feel right in average, mm-hmm. you know, environment in the
always
U.S.
Always come back from China with a sore throat, yeah, a cough, yeah. You know, yes. It's amazing. Or try to hold your breath between buildings. Nah, yeah. Doesn't work.
So there were no devices, you know, at that point, or, you know, personalized applications where you would be able to know about the air that you breathe and the quality that you're breathing in. So we've decided to create our own device and called it Atmo Tube.
Ah, so I'm holding one that looks like a very portable device. You can
put
on your belt or clip on a pocket or something.
Yes, yes.
A very small tube. Looks
and also
like
on your bag.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Backpacks. It has that kind of a connector here, a clip. Mm-hmm. And think in terms for the radio audience until you can come by and see the video at intotomorrow.com. Think about maybe the size of a lipstick holder.
Yeah.
Slightly bigger, but you get an idea. It's a little tube.
Yeah.
And when I push this button, what happens? Oh, a little blue LED light comes on, that number one, but then what does that do?
Yeah, I can give you a small insight on that. So
sure.
Basically, both of these devices, the small tube and there's a bigger one, the Atmo Tube Plus and Atmo Tube Pro, those are portable air pollution monitors. They track the air pollution in real time as well as the temperature, humidity, and even atmospheric pressure. So they take all of the data and send it via Bluetooth into your mobile app, which is available for smartphones like, you know, iOS devices and also the Android devices.
Android, good.
Yeah. So that's the app over here. You can show it.
Okay, and then here's the app. So this talks about where we are at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Having pushed the button.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And he even put it, thank you, Igor, to Fahrenheit, so we know what's happening. But 82 is the temperature, yeah?
No, 82 is the, we have the average quality score over here. So it's
Air quality
from,
score.
From 0 to 100. Yeah, we take various parameters of the air. We combine them together and make it more convenient to visualize the actual air quality score.
It's encouraging to see, as Chris is showing on the video right now, that we're in the good range.
It's
I was afraid that the higher the number, the bad, the worse it is.
No,
don't want to be at 0 or 10
because
that's
because
bad.
It's the score, right?
Yeah,
it's
that's true. A higher score, better, is better. And very cool. You hit the app, and it's talking about the air quality score, what's good between 81 and 100, moderate, 61 to 80, and polluted, 41 to 60. So we would always be in the 41 to 60 in, let's say, China.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, especially with this device where we have a PM sensor, and you know, PM is a particulate matter sensor, and it's usually created by burning of fossil fuels and various types of pollution that are created by manufacturing facilities, which are a lot in China.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And to be fair, there are places around the U.S. as well.
Well, yeah, L.A.
Sure.
LA, yeah, has an issue.
Yeah, smog, central, smog. And so forth. Yeah. And various places around the world and any country, for that matter, that does any kind of manufacturing. Sometimes you have that issue, so it's something to watch out for. So this is cool because it alerts us.
Yes.
Now, if it goes into a bad scenario, does it send us an alert?
Yes.
Like, you might not want to be hanging around here very long because...
Yes. Yeah? Yes, it will notify about the environmental dangers, so you'd be able to make nice decisions and live healthier, you know?
I'm noticing a Berlin map here now on the app.
Yeah.
All these dots, there's a whole bunch of kind of red or orange and some greens and blues and
the
yellows.
Red represents the bad ones. So you can see that next to the roads, it's pretty bad. And where the tear garden is, where the nice park is situated, you have the just nice green.
Yeah, along the major roads and so forth, you expect exhaust and therefore pollution.
Yes.
I guess since we're not showing it anymore, I'll sit back up again. People looking at me going, why is he humped over? Well, I was holding on to that. This very cool. Are these products available now?
Yeah, you can buy AtmaTube at AtmaTube.com.
Okay.
And for AtmaTube Pro, we are launching Indiegogo campaign. So you can go on Indiegogo.com and search for AtmaTube.
Okay.
And you will see our new upcoming campaign for these two products.
Very cool. AtmoTube. It's A-T-M-O tube.
Yes.
Because it's a tube.
Yes.
.com for more information. We'll get you there too to Igor's site and see what he and his team are always working on when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here in Berlin, and the continued good luck to your campaign and your products.
Thanks, Dave, for giving me this opportunity. It's a really nice show.
It's our pleasure, by all means. More from Berlin, Germany, and IFA, the 2018 edition, as we continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Our next guest here at IFA in Berlin helps you make fresh yogurt easily yourself. So you don't have to go to the store and spend a fortune on your favorite yogurt. Make it yourself. And it really is easy. Watch what we're going to show you momentarily. The founder and CMO, or Chief Marketing Officer, of Lekker Labs is Ashok Jaiswal. Did I say that right?
That's right. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome into tomorrow. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Well, first of all, give me an idea about why you think it's important to make your own yogurt.
So I have a 5-year-old daughter, and 3 years ago I wanted to get her some good, nice yogurt because she likes that.
Yeah.
And when I go to buy in the supermarket, all I saw on those labels of the sugar and all those ingredients, I had no heart to give it to her.
Yeah.
So I decided to learn to make yogurt myself, and I found it so hard to make it that I decided to invent a machine to make it easy.
Well, that's good. See, that's what technology is all about,
that's
innovation, because it's like usually because of a necessity, a need.
They say necessity is the mother of inventions.
That's true. There you go. And of course, in order to do yogurt otherwise, traditional yogurt makers even, there's, I don't know, one, two, three, four, five, there's like
a lot of steps.
10 steps or something. It's crazy.
And it takes a lot of time, a lot of hassle, a lot of cleanup. You don't want to do that.
And instead, you're showing 3 steps make yogurt. Now, this is a prototype because this is one of those products that we talk about that may be available today or, in this case, into tomorrow. So we'll have to have you stay tuned and we'll let you know when it is available. But tell me or show us, if you can, even though it's a prototype, how you make it, and we take it from there.
All right.
And again, those listening on the radio only at the moment, have no fear. Intotomorrow.com when you get a chance, when you're not driving or biking or running or otherwise, and then you'll see the video of all the products that we're talking about here at IFA. So, Ashok, it's all yours. Tell us
what
you're doing.
This is Yomi, and to make yogurt is really simple. You get this double-layer cup. You add your choice of milk. It could be vegan milk or dairy milk, and put it inside the Yomi. And with this, you get these pods. It has yogurt culture inside.
So let me just show a little bit closer to the camera and where we can actually see it.
This is the world's only pod that dissolves and has no packaging around it.
Wow.
So it just goes into the milk and dissolves.
Really? Okay. So this little pod, it's about maybe 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch. And you're going to put it into your
Yomi yogurt maker. Open the lid, yes.
Okay, now hold on. Chris is now showing how opening the lid, and where do you put the pod?
And then top, there is a hole over here. You can put the pod over into this hole, and then just close the lid.
And then you would push the start button. And then you go to bed, because it doesn't happen instantly, right?
It doesn't. So all good things come with patience. So does the good yogurt.
Yes.
So you, before you go to sleep, you do that and you go to sleep. And while you're sleeping, this machine is working hard for your health. It heats the milk using this probe to 85 degrees Celsius. Then it cools it down to 45 degrees and drops that pod into the milk and dissolves it into the milk. And then leaves it there for 6 hours. It turns into yogurt. And then it cools the yogurt to 15 degrees Celsius. So when you wake up, you have fresh, cold yogurt to eat for breakfast or take away.
That's pretty cool. And obviously, no problem with the milk going bad overnight or anything, because you're actually
turning it into yogurt,
that's introducing the cultures and so forth into the yogurt. You can make how many of these? Just as many as you want?
Yes.
Of course, one at a time, obviously.
So each pod makes 2 servings of yogurt.
Oh.
And it's nice. And it comes with an app. You can choose the kind of yogurt you want.
Of course, the yogurt.
If you're in
maker,
America, probably you want Greek yogurt.
If you're in America, you want Greek yogurt, yes. But of course, it comes with an app. The yogurt maker comes with an app. But you then adjust flavors and things?
So you can add your own sugar, honey, even salt for that matter. And we also give strawberry and blueberry vanilla flavors. But you can still add your own flavors if you don't want ours.
Okay. So can you add like whole blueberries or fruit of other sorts and that sort of thing?
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
then you can make almond yogurt with it, coconut yogurt, or soy yogurt, and they taste fantastic.
When will it be available, though, for consumers?
This was a crowdfunded project. Uh-huh. It's available for pre-order on Indiegogo right now. It will be shipped into March next year.
Okay, so just early in the new year,
that's right,
you can be making your own yogurt. Yomi, Y-O-M-E-E, yogurt.com for more information. Do you know what it'll sell for in U.S. dollars, more or less?
$149.
That's more or less. Okay.
But it's available for $99 on Indiegogo right now.
Of course it is, yes, because it's all about crowdfunding.
That's correct.
All righty, and I'll bet you have links for more information at yomiyogurt.com.
There you are.
YomiYogurt.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We have much more for you from Berlin, Germany, as Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.